Welcome to the PeopleStack podcast, where I share insights on how to upgrade your career as a technical manager. I'm Jen Bunk. I'm a career coach for tech managers and CEO of the PeopleStack. If you'd like to find out more about what we do here at the PeopleStack, please check out our webinar at thepeoplestack.com/webinar. You're going to learn the four strategic and mindset shifts our clients have used to command 200K plus salaries as tech managers while living lives of abundance, freedom, and joy. Without further ado, please enjoy today's episode. Hey there, folks. Welcome to another episode of the PeopleStack podcast. And this week, I am referencing an old movie. It feels weird to call it old because then I feel old, but it actually is a pretty old movie at this point. And the topic of the week is wargaming through your tech career. What do I mean by this? Well, for those of you who were following me in the movie reference, there was a movie with Matthew Broderick called War Games. And if you have not seen it, I highly, highly recommend it. But here's the relevance here to you and your tech, to you and your tech career. So essentially, Matthew Broderick was this tech geek, and he was able to hack into these systems and find the back doors into these systems and play these games. And he thought he was just playing this really innocent game of global thermonuclear war. But what actually was happening was he actually hacked into the government military systems, and the computer was actually playing, but like it thought it was playing, but it was really trying to find the nuclear launch, the code, the nuclear launch codes to launch the nuclear missiles. And so when I say wargaming, that's kind of what I mean. It's like just kind of blindly guessing what's the next code. And you think you're just kind of like you're innocently, okay, I'm just playing this game. And all I have to do is figure out what the next digit is. And I figure out what the next digit is. And you're just kind of guessing at what the next step is what's the secret code to getting to the next step in my tech career, when really what you actually may be doing is blindly inching your way closer to complete and total career catastrophe. And obviously, this isn't what we want for you in your tech career. And some of you may feel like this is exactly what you're doing, but you're like, I don't know what else there is, right? My career is just kind of throwing stuff at the wall to see what sticks. I'm just kind of, okay, I figured out one code and I figured out another code and I just want to keep going. And I'm just kind of iterating my way through to figure out what is the next step in my career. And because so many people don't tend to think about their careers in a strategic way, we often just think, well, this is the way that you do it, right? You just kind of wargame your way through it. You just keep guessing and guessing and guessing, kind of like playing tic-tac-toe. So what was actually kind of funny in the movie, in the movie War Games, was like, they had the computer play tic-tac-toe over and over and over and over again. And like the computer was like, you can't win. And finally the computer figured out you can't win. Because tic-tac-toe is just one of those games that is just impossible to win, except if it's, if it's against like a 3-year-old or a 5-year-old that doesn't quite yet know the strategies. And so you might feel like your career is like that, like you're playing this game, but there's really no winning. It was the same thing if you're playing a game of global thermonuclear war, right? Like there's no winning there, really. Like even if you win, World War III happens, right? And so the way that this shows up in your career, it's going to look different and feel different depending on where you are, depending on what your career goals are. But at a very high level, you may be feeling like, yeah, I'm just kind of playing craps with my career. I'm just rolling the dice. I'm just trying to figure out what's next. And I don't really have much to go by. And it's kind of like playing tic-tac-toe. And like, you know, I try, I put an X here and an O there, or I don't know, but you know, I never feel like I'm winning anyway, but that's, what's the whole point? There's no winning. You know, I'm just kind of going with the flow. And so more specifically, what this might look like, for example, is if you're on the job market, you know, maybe, unfortunately, you're one of the many people who has been laid off due to the coronavirus, due to the pandemic. Maybe you've been laid off. Maybe, unfortunately, you were fired recently or not so recently. Or maybe you've decided that enough is enough. I'm working for a toxic culture and I need to leave. Maybe you've already left your job and you're already out of work, or you've basically like decided I'm done. It's time for me to move on and I'm going on the job market. And so the way that a lot of people approach the job market is kind of like, oh, okay, I guess I just cross my fingers and hope that I can make connections. And you might make attempts at networking, but it's mostly just networking by accident. And, you know, you just kind of fall into this and you fall into that conversation and, oh, a friend of a friend knows someone. Oh, great. Can you get me in for an interview kind of a thing? But it can feel very much like, hey, I don't know what's next. I just kind of cross my fingers and hope somebody reaches out to me, that a recruiter finally reaches out to me with a great job. We hear it again and again and again. Like, one of the number one questions that I get from folks who are on the job market is, how do I fix my resume? How do I fix my LinkedIn profile so that I get better recruiters reaching out to me? And my response is that, change your strategy. The strategic change here is that instead of you being the one who's just hoping and praying and wargaming your career that this is maybe going to work out, instead, you get into the driver's seat. Play a game that you can actually win. Instead of playing tic-tac-toe, instead of playing global thermal nuclear war, right? The game that you can actually win is, I am going to intentionally go out there and connect. I'm going to intentionally go out there and not just hope and pray that my friends or someone from my network or that a recruiter is going to reach out to me with my hell yes job. Instead, you go out there and you intentionally create those connections and you intentionally network. So that's one way that it can show up is when you're on the job market. Because if you approach the job market like, oh, I hope this works out, then you're playing a game that you can't win because it's not going to work out. Hope is not a sustainable strategy. And look, sometimes, here's the thing. Sometimes it does work out. Sometimes you get lucky. And you do have a friend of a friend, or a really awesome recruiter reaches out to you and they connect you with an awesome position. That's great. And what happens, though, is people think, because that's easier and because we want to do what's easy, people think that, oh, this is the way that you do it. This is the way all of my friends got jobs. So this is the way that I do it. Right? I put out the best, you know, resume and the best LinkedIn profile I possibly can, and then people will come to me. When that's one strategy in a series of strategies that if you actually want to be in the driver's seat in your career, you have to do way more than that. And wanting to do the easy thing is actually what's keeping you from moving forward in the job market and in your career. Because the easy games, they're easy for a reason. There's really no win in there. It's just like, you're just kind of killing time. You're just there killing time and you're wasting time. Another way that this shows up, this war gaming, playing a game of tic-tac-toe, playing a game that like you're really never going to win. And again, you're just wasting time, is it can absolutely just show up. It can absolutely show up when you're looking for a promotion or a raise internally, where a lot of people make the mistake that if they simply put their heads down, then they'll get that promotion. They don't have to do anything. Again, looking for the easy way out. If I just put my head down and do my work and work here for 5 years, they're going to give me a raise. They're going to give me a promotion. And again, sometimes that happens and there are battlefield promotions that happen and, oh gosh, we really need someone in and we're going to get you in right now to that management position. Sometimes that happens, but that's rolling the dice. That's getting lucky. You have to be more intentional about the way that you plan for your career. You can't just put your head down. You got to get out there and you got to self-promote. You got to have those conversations with your boss and senior leaders in order to actually land that promotion or earn that raise or both. So one of the common threads here is looking for that easy way out. And look, I get it. You have a lot going on in your life right now. You have a team to show up for. You have a job to do. You have a family to take care of. You have money to make. You have a body to take care of, right? You know, you got to eat well, you got to exercise. And then amidst all of this, it's like, oh my God, you mean I have to do more work toward my career as well? Like, look, I get it. Like, if you've never looked at it this way, it can feel really heavy. It can feel really like, oh my God, this feels too much. I don't want to put in more work just to get that promotion. I don't want to put in more work. It's too hard. Maybe I should just stay where I am. But at the end of the day, though, that you get out of your career what you put into it. And if you're just looking for the easy way out, then I'm here to tell you that you are not going to win in the way that you really, really want to. You're going to stay where you are. You're not going to advance in your career. You're never going to get more than a 3, maybe 5, maybe 10% raise. That's getting lucky. And you're never going to be able to build a legacy that you know that you're capable of. And I know that the vast majority of you who are listening right now aren't listening because you want to settle for mediocre. That this is a real big wake-up call for you. Like, oh gosh, I have been looking for the easy way out in my career. I don't want to do that anymore. No one's ever really put that in front of me in that way. I've really just been using the hope strategy. I've really just been saying, oh, wow, yeah. And just thinking, why haven't they given me the promotion yet? When I haven't done anything to show my value that I actually deserve that promotion. Yes, I've been doing the work, but have I evangelized that work? Yes, I've been building my excellence as a leader and I've been adding value, but have I been evangelizing that excellence? I've decided I'm on the job market, and you know what? Maybe I haven't even fully decided on the job. I'm on the job market, and that's what's keeping me from just looking for that easy way out. There ain't no easy way out. Not if you want to transform your career. Play the game that you can win. Be more intentional. And so if you're absolutely positively committed to getting to that next level in your tech career, if you're ready to do the work and not take the easy way out, then it's time to do this the right way. It's time to do this the wise way. And the wise way is to get help. The wise way is to invest in yourself so that you're not just flying blind, so that you don't fall into old habits, because that's what happens when we don't have help. And so if you're absolutely committed to building your dream tech career, then we're the experts to help you. And it's time to book a call with my team today, thepeoplestack.com/book. And on that call, you're going to get absolutely clear on what's not working in your career right now, what is working, and where you want to go. And if we're 100% confident that we can help you get there, then we're going to talk about what that help would look like. We'll talk about all of the details. But look, at the end of the day, if you think about all of the time and all of the resources and all of the ways that you've invested in yourself in the rest of your life in terms of not just your professional development, although that's a big area, right? Like, a lot of you have degrees. A lot of you have more than one degree, whether it might be a bachelor's degree and a master's degree and possibly a PhD or an MBA. And a lot of you have certifications and other, you know, and you've earned other accolades in your professional life to become the best leader you can possibly be. If you want to get to that next level, now it's time to invest in yourself again and work with experts. That's us, who have the proven systems, the proven strategies to get you to that next level in your career. That's what taking this seriously. That's what not taking the easy way out looks like. The easy way out looks like, okay, I'm just going to hope, I'm going to pray, I'm going to read some blog articles. I'm going to ask people on Twitter. I'm going to ask people on Reddit. It's the blind leading the blind out there. Isn't it time to work with an expert so that you have a proven system and a proven strategy and world-class support to guide you on this journey toward career transformation? And if that's what you're looking for, then that's what we do. Book a call with my team today, thepeoplestack.com/book. We have stories of amazing clients, you know, what we're celebrating this week. And it's just, I'm humbled by it. I'm honored by it. We have one client who, after several months on the job market, he has landed a new job. He's negotiating the final details of his, you know, all of the details. They settled on the salary, but they're working on other things like the time off and the medical benefits and all of that. And he's starting next week and we couldn't be prouder. And we have another client who is on the penultimate. So he's made it to the last round of interviews for basically what is his dream job, working for his dream company. We're so, so proud. And so, yes, even now in this global pandemic, companies are hiring, tech managers are winning on the job market. And the ones who are winning and the ones who are doing it quickly aren't the ones who are just, I hope it'll happen. They're not the ones who are like, okay, I want to find the easy way out. They're the ones who decide it is time to commit to investing in myself. It is time to commit my time, my effort, so that I can build the career and make the impact that I know that I'm capable of doing. So if you want to follow in our clients' footsteps, the first step, which is the first step that they took, is to book that call with us. thepeoplestack.com/book. And the message of the day is, do not war game your tech career. In other words, don't just throw stuff at the wall and look for those launch codes. That's rolling the dice. That's playing craps with your tech career. Is that really what you want to do? And at the end of the day, that's not a game you can win anyway. Stack the deck in your favor. Get in control, be in the driver's seat of your career. Think strategically and get the help that you need so you can build that career and build that legacy that you know you're capable of building. That's it for the day, folks. Talk to you again really, really soon. Take care. And that wraps up another episode of the People Stack podcast. Thanks for listening and for supporting our mission. We are all helping to positively transform the tech world, one tech manager at a time. I have so much gratitude for all of you, for our loyal listeners, and for my team, including my amazing CTO/husband, Rob Allen, our extremely talented mindset coach, Mariana Lacombe, and our super awesome, always on top of everything, executive assistant, Lauren Underwood. Also, this podcast would not be possible without the help of our innovative and warm-hearted sound consultant and podcast producer, my brother, Lou Bunk. And thank you also to Ketsa for creating the catchy, inspiring music we get to use in our podcast. We love you all. Until next time.